Hey, welcome to you online. I forgot to say good morning and welcome. So glad you're joining us online. Hope you're comfortable. Hope your coffee is still hot. You don't have time now to get your coffee because we're going to get right into it. So, gotcha. All right. So I want to talk a little bit before I get into my message about a couple of, a children's church. Need a big sign. Children's church, up to age five-ish. You can go now and on your way out. So, excellent. Thank you. Just a couple of new initiatives before I get into my message this morning. So we want to start what I'm calling Operation Prayer. It's not original with me, but each Sunday morning, the same time that the kids are meeting here, we're going to try to find a space to meet from 9:45 to 10:15. Please say no guilt. Say with me, no guilt. This is not a guilt thing, okay? If you're a really good Christian, you have to be, but that's not what it is. If you can, and your family situation in the morning, whatever it is, but if you can come, and whatever Sundays can come, and join with me and a few of my prayer partners that I've gathered together, just to pray for our church, for the gathering together, the message, the worship, everything from 9:45 to 10:15, which will start in 2 weeks. Next week I'm not here. I'm actually going to run my first 5K run with my granddaughter, who's 9. So we're going to run in the Winnipeg Fire Paramedic service kind of run Sunday morning. So we're looking forward to that. We practiced last week. We ran a couple of kilometers. And tomorrow we're going to run up to 4 kilometers together. See how we can pace each other. And so it'll be a lot of fun. So we'll start in 2 weeks. So that'll be really good. And then we have a prayer gathering coming up in the evening for everybody to come and pray together. I think we're doing a soup and pie thing. Who doesn't like soup and pie and buns? And so you want, I think, Carol, do we have a sign up anywhere or just talk to you? Next week, but we're going to do a soup pie in the evening and then pray together in the evening. So that'll be in 2 weeks. Yep, perfect, good. That'll be excellent. Then the second thing we want to get into is what's called the Immerse Reading Bible Small Groups. We're going to get going on this thing. And so we've got a number of groups that are going to be starting, so you want to make sure you talk to me or talk to Carol. We're going to get going in the next 2 weeks as well. There's going to be a mixed group of men, women, married, single, whatever that group will be. And Ray and Kareem will be leading that group, and I just have to settle with them as to what night they're going to meet. And then there's a men's group that's going to be starting here on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. And so Dwight and Colin and myself will be running that one. And we invite you as guys to come, and all the way down to teenage guys. If you want to come, you're welcome to come. A Winnipeg group, Judy and I are going to start that in Winnipeg in Sage Creek on Thursday night. So if you're living in Winnipeg, that'd be great. A ladies' group I'm still working on. And the young adults, Todd and Amy, are going to be leading the young adults all through the Immerse Bible as well. Now, if you're wondering what that is, I've been reading through using this as my Bible. It is the full Bible, okay? Don't worry, it's not edited. It's the New Living Translation. And what it is that it's there's no verses and there's no chapters. So it reads, the original way it was written, when Scripture was written, it was written out without verses and chapters. That only came in the 1600s. And so what it's done, it's one of the blockages that they've said that keeps people inadvertently from reading, is that we kind of get stopped, all the extra headings, all the extra stuff that we put into it. And Judy and I have been doing this almost 2 years, I think, that we've been reading through the whole, I think we're almost done going through the whole Bible, using this. And it just, all of a sudden, we're just reading and we're not stopping when technically we're supposed to stop. So a number of you did this. We went through Luke and Acts in spring, and that was a lot of fun. So this is what's called the Messiah, which is the whole New Testament. And so if you want to get into that, is to actually reading the Bible. And instead of just a study, a Bible study that's more topical than it is Bible, you know how that works, This is actually, we're going to read the Bible together. And so there's 5 readings a week. So if you miss a day, you've got Saturday and Sunday to catch up. If you get behind, like we're not gonna pummel you in our groups. We just want to encourage Bible reading. Because we all want to read the Bible, we just somehow don't get there. And so this will be really good. So I'm excited about these immersed reading Bible groups. If you want to sign up, so talk to Carol and I, and we'll get going in the next 2 weeks. Oh, I will order a whole bunch of them, and then you can just talk to me and pay me or Carol is to, I can't remember how much it costs, but I think it's around 15 bucks or something like that. I'll order them and have a bunch of them ready. So, okay? All right, questions about this, Cody?
Did you say when it's all starting?
In the next 2 weeks. I said that several times.
Sorry. You didn't give a specific date.
No, because I'm still working on Ray and Kareem when they can start, and so in the next 2 weeks we're going to start. So and because I'm not around next week, so then that's next weekend. So that's why the delay. But I want you to let you know we're starting. Okay. So got it. Get it. Good. That didn't answer your question. Yes. Very good. Very good. So all right. Good. Good. All right. Okay, bottom line, I belong to God, therefore I am thankful. I belong, therefore I am thankful. Did you know this is Thanksgiving weekend? And if you forgot, you have the American Thanksgiving to celebrate with you in a few weeks. Said this phrase, naked I came into the world, naked I will go. Sorry, this is usually a G-rated service. Who said that? Job. Did you remember that? It was Job. When you and I were born, did we have any clothes? Did we have any possessions? We had nothing. Except when our parents quickly put something on us and wrapped us up in blankets and all that kind of stuff. The other issue is that when we go, we won't be taking anything with us either. We'll, as Job said, we'll be naked, we'll be dressed. But we won't have anything. I've never seen a hearse with a trailer yet. The story is told of a guy who, before he died, he says, okay, so when I die, put some gold bricks in my casket.
Dad?
Really? Yeah, I want to take it to heaven. Okay. And so he eventually dies, and they put the gold bricks in, and he gets to heaven, and he's carrying these gold bricks. Yeah. Angels look at him kind of funny. Why is this guy carrying around street pavement? Because the streets are gold. You don't take anything with us. Naked we came, naked we'll go. That means that everything that we enjoy, little or much, is all from the gift, from the hand of God. It's all a gift. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above, James chapter 3. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. Everything that we enjoy, that cup of coffee, in a roundabout way, came from God. The vehicles that we drove, the houses, apartments, places we live, the jobs we have, the coffee and donuts and snacks, clothes we wear, the pets we have, everything is a gift from God. I've handed out to a number of you some scripture verses. Would you stand up, please? You were given a little slip of paper. Stand up, and I'm going to get you, Jordan's going to give you, we left it up here. Jordan's going to start over on this side, and he's going to give you a mic. And just pass the mic along, And I want you to read the verses, read the address at the top, and then the verses, all right? Or the verse, okay? Go ahead.
Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are called to live in peace, and always be thankful.
1 Chronicles 16:4, David appointed the following Levites to lead people in worship before the ark of the Lord, to invoke his blessing, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel.
Yeah, Titus, can you say that any deeper? Thank you.
Psalm 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
Welcome back, Scott.
Colossians 3:16. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts.
Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on it. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with it.
1 Corinthians 16:41. David also appointed Heman, Judathan, and others chosen by his name to give thanks to the Lord, for his faithful love endures forever.
1 Thessalonians 5:18. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
Psalm 107:22. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts.
Go to the back, Rachel. We'll bring it up.
Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving.
Psalm 69:30. Then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor him with thanksgiving.
Psalm 95:2. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him.
Hebrews 12:28. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe.
Ephesians 5:4. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God.
1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done.
1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever.
Psalm 116:17. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
Psalms 50:14. Make thankfulness to your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High.
Psalm 26:6-7. And come to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of all your wonders.
All right, thank you. What's the word that was in all those verses? Thankfulness. Now, there's the word gratefulness, right? There's the word gratefulness that we need to get into our mind. See, if we realize that naked we came into the world and naked we'll leave, everything is given to us in between, it causes us to be grateful for everything that we have, because we actually didn't get any of it ourselves. We think we did. We think it's all about us. And that leads to the next word, which can sometimes be ungratefulness. Ungratefulness. Ungratefulness is that stance when you realize that it's all about me. It's all about what I can get. And I'm not dependent on anyone else. And when I don't get enough, that's when I become ungrateful. That's when I become pessimistic. That's when I become angry. That's when I become depressed. That's when I become just ugly to be with. Because there's an ungratefulness that leads it through, because I'm not getting what I want. Instead of flipping it to the gratefulness and go, I actually don't deserve anything. I actually don't deserve a thing. Think about that. I don't deserve a thing. I don't deserve anything. I mean, we can look into the labor unrest that's coming, and everybody's saying, and all the different strikes, and everybody's saying, and I'm not making a comment about what wages are, but there's an underlying thing, like, I deserve more. I deserve better. If we are grateful and thankful, we actually have everything we need because we have God, who then gives us everything that we need. My God shall supply all your wants in Christ Jesus. No, it doesn't say that. My God will supply all your needs in Christ Jesus. And then he does. Every once in a while he gives us more, our wants. He gives us different things that we actually don't deserve. We don't deserve. Now, I want you, we've handed out paper and pens. I want every one of you, take a paper and pen. Go. Take a paper and pen. Or your own journals, whatever you have. And I want you to write down five things that you are thankful for. I know Cody's first thing will be the coffee. You don't have to spiritualize this thing. Just write down five if you want to write down 10. Whatever it is that comes to your mind that you are thankful for. Grateful or ungrateful? What are you thankful for? Something you wrote down. Right up to 10 if you got time. What do you think? What is it that you have that you actually deserve? Font. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't. But I wrote a list. I can't remember how many. 20 things or more things of how God had taken care of our church financially, all of those different things, prayer-wise, small groups, how it was working on the weekends because we had to do everything by on the cameras and online. It was just incredible things that was going through. And the board of elders looked at this list and go, that's incredible what God has done. What has he done in your life? What has he done in our church? Now the problem is sometimes we rush too much and we don't think, we don't stop to think and to be thankful. So now we've been working through 1 Thessalonians. And if you go to the very end of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18, the Apostle Paul writes, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Be thankful in all circumstances. Now, I have a nice program. It's called Bible Gateway. Anyone can get it online. And it says you can take the verse and put it in all the different English translations. I wanted to see how it worded it in all the different translations. And all of them said, be thankful in all circumstances. Now here's what we do. We twist it and we say, be thankful for all circumstances. I think every one of us can think of a circumstance that we're not thankful for. Am I right? Maybe eventually we'll get there and say, yeah, I can, looking back, I can be thankful. But what the Apostle Paul is saying, I want you to be thankful in that circumstance. Not for the circumstance necessarily, but in it. And that's where when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like I can't do this, I talk to you about start, stop, take a breath, appreciate Jesus. That's where you can sit down and write down 5-10 things that you are thankful for. That's how you appreciate Jesus. And if you're particularly drunk, you know what that means? Oh, I can't roll my R's. How many of you can say that? Can you say that? Yeah, I can't roll, you know, just, but you're especially, then you need to actually say, Jesus, I need more thankfulness. I need to appreciate you. I need to write down more things that I'm thankful for. Now, why does he say that? Because remember, we talked about at the beginning of Thessalonians, he says, the Apostle Paul is saying, we, him and Silas and Timothy, we always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly as we pray to our God and Father about you. We think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, your enduring hope. You have because of our Lord Jesus. We know, dear brothers, this is the kicker right here. We know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own people. That's the point. I belong. You belong to Jesus Christ. Therefore you can be thankful. Even in the worst day, even in the toughest day, even in the biggest worry, the biggest concern, you belong. You belong. No, and it says twice in the Gospels, we're in the Father's hand and no one can snatch you out of his hand. You belong. You're in his hand. It says it twice. No one can snatch you out of his hand. Therefore, I can be thankful. Therefore, I can rest. Now, it's interesting that he throws this phrase in there, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus. He'll take us through things. He'll walk with us through things. He wants to teach us things. That's why we can be thankful. But it's interesting how he throws this in a bigger paragraph. And he throws it in with a whole bunch of things. He says, brothers and sisters, next verse there we play. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Okay. Encourage those who are timid. Okay. Take tender care of those who are weak. Okay. Be patient with everyone. Oh, do we sometimes need that, right? See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always trying to do good to each other and to all people. Okay. Always be joyful. Okay. Never stop praying. Okay. Remember, we're meeting in a couple of weeks at 9:45 to 10:15. Throw that in. Never stop praying. And then be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus. Oh, okay. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Okay. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Okay. Hold on to what is good. Okay. Stay away from every kind of evil. See, he gives a whole bunch of these little statements, and in the middle of it is be thankful. He's saying, as you're moving along in life, as you're walking life, as you're going through your day, as you're going through whatever is going on, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. So when you're having that overwhelming day, you stop. You take a breath. Thank Jesus. You write it down. And then you respond in faith. Say, Jesus, you've got me. You've got me in your hands. Gratefulness in my relationship with Jesus. I belong. You know, I said we don't deserve anything. It's true. Do you know what else we don't deserve? We don't deserve Jesus coming to this earth, living a sinless life, dying on the cross, rising from the dead, and seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. We don't deserve his death. We don't deserve his resurrection. We don't deserve anything. We don't deserve
I
continue now in the next couple weeks to apply and reflect. Every day, I ask you to write down 5 things that you're thankful for. Write down 5 things you're thankful for. That's easy. Every day. Okay. And then join another school. Love to see you in one of these groups. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. How can we thank you? We can't, but we try. So we say thank you. We pray this in your name, Jesus.